Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'd like to offer some solutions to those people who are looking for the right person to help them with their voice. Because I often get asked questions that I'm not necessarily an expert on, but I do some research and I've got a fair idea because I work quite holistically about at least the direction in which people can go to find help. And I thought I'd make this video to try and clear up some of those questions and maybe explain a little deeper what it is I in fact do as a voice coach and what other people do. So there's differences between speech therapy, voice coaches, elocution lessons, singing training, and communication coaches. You see, they're all kind of based somehow around the voice, but let's just break down into a little bit more detail each one, so then you have a clearer understanding of maybe what it is you're searching for to help with your issue, specifically if you want to get into details, and also what it is that I can offer if you ever come to me for like personal advice. So voice coaches generally, like myself, and work more holistically, and we've got a broader range of different elements surrounding the voice, but because it's holistic, we work with the whole body and mind and on performance, and so we put every element together to create the ultimate machine, the ultimate speaking ability. As well as voice coaches, we help build up more self-confidence and give you a forward, you know, a positive forward-thinking outlook on yourself, so then you can feel more comfortable performing and being in front of others. Where that differs from speech therapy, for example, is that usually deals with specific trauma, injury, and issues surrounding speaking and everything to do from the voice box out. So people that lisp, mumble, have stutters, these are the people that are a lot more specifically designed to help you with those issues. Speech therapy is really to do with the finer details of issues and disabilities and the functionality of the speaking voice. So they're quite unique and they're quite niche, and there's different ones that might specialize on each one individually. So the information I've given on stuttering and lisps, for example, are from my own knowledge and from the research I've done, but the best people for that are probably speech therapists and speech pathologists, although not all of them work holistically like me, so sometimes they might be missing things too. Just something to think about. Then there's elocution lessons. Now this is more specifically, it's quite old school. It's more about how you hold yourself and proper diction and colloquialisms, which are considered correct in certain parts of the world and in different class structures and in different, maybe even businesses. So its focus is more formal and looks at style, tone, and grammar. And then, of course, there's communication coaches who often deal with businesses, but they offer a variety of things also, and they might give tips on body language, clarity and articulation of speech for better communication skills. So it's essentially doing to do with the whole package of what you're providing, not necessarily what's going on, but how it comes across. So they're often like a, in a way, like a performance coach. And then, of course, there's singing teachers whose main job it is to give you the technical ability to understand and develop ways of using your voice in a way that sings, you know, specifically as opposed to speech. So singing just uses similar muscles but in slightly different ways, and breath control is slightly different, and it's more to do with the technical. A good singing coach, like I've had in myself, will do voice work with you, but not always. And quite often that's where people who go to singing lessons fall short, is they learn all the technical stuff but they don't have the instrument prepared or ready to sing at its best. So that's why I found voice coaching, when I was studying, for me the most powerful thing, because it was so holistic and it helped me relax, it helped me feel more confident, it helped me understand my body more. And so when I did start learning the technical side of things, I had everything in place ready to be able to use. And that's, you know, that's why I developed my skills in voice coaching and none of the other specific ones. I wanted a fuller, rounder picture of how it worked. So hopefully today's Darren Discloses has been of use to you and might actually shed some light on what it is you might specifically need, or in fact, if you are doing the right thing by following my channel, subscribing, hitting the notifications bell, and watching all my videos so you can learn holistically about your body as an instrument and improve like that. Thank you so much for watching. I am Darren McStay. This is Vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. Why don't you say hi in the comments and tell me what it is you're here for, what it is you're looking for. Tell me if there's anything that is missing on my channel that you think I could help with. And if it is something that I can help with, I will make a video on it, okay? So thanks again. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.